Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of hypoglycemia found under the endocrine section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to hypoglycemia. As a reminder, this is defined as a glucose that is less than about 50 milligrams per deciliter. It may be caused by overadministration of insulin in type 1 diabetes, exercise in type 1 diabetes, and is less commonly induced by insulin secretagogues such as sulfonylureas. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include adrenergic symptoms such as sweating, anxiety, palpitations, medrysis, numbness, and tingling, and this arises 1 to 5 hours postprandially. In terms of treatment, medical options include carbohydrate intake, such as from a fruit juice, as well as a glucagon intramuscular injection. This should be performed if the patient is unconscious, but remember that side effects may include vomiting. In terms of prevention, remember that diabetic patients on beta blockers are at risk for severe hypoglycemia. This is because early adrenergic symptoms do not present, and sweating may be the only sign. Remember that sweat glands are innervated by a cholinergic synapse despite sympathetic neurons. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to hypoglycemia, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 35-year-old woman is brought to the emergency department by ambulance after being found unresponsive on the sidewalk. A fingerstick test at the scene revealed the cause of her symptoms. She was administered a medication by the paramedics and gradually regained consciousness en route to the hospital. However, she experienced several episodes of emesis in the ambulance. The patient has a known history of type 1 diabetes and substance use, including use of opiates and benzodiazepines. The patient's temperature is 98.9 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37.2 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 120 over 70. Pulse is 90 beats per minute, and respirations are 18 breaths per minute. What is the mechanism of the most likely medication that was administered? And the answer choices are, choice 1, activation of a nuclear receptor that modulates gene transcription. Choice 2, activation of a tyrosine kinase, resulting in downstream production of phosphatidylinositol 3,4,5 triphosphate. Choice 3, activation of adenylate cyclase, resulting in downstream production of cyclic adenosine monophosphate. Choice 4, competitive antagonism of the GABA receptor. Or choice 5, competitive antagonism of the mu opioid receptor. The best answer to this question is choice 3, activation of adenylate cyclase, resulting in downstream production of cyclic adenosine monophosphate. This patient with type 1 diabetes presenting with altered mental status, who was given a medication in response to a fingerstick test that revealed the cause of her symptoms, and who subsequently vomited, was most likely given glucagon for severe hypoglycemia. This has the known side effect of nausea and vomiting. Glucagon works via activation of adenylate cyclase, which increases production of the second messenger, cyclic AMP. Glucagon is a hormone that binds to a G protein-coupled receptor to activate adenylate cyclase to produce cyclic AMP, which then activates protein kinase A. The signaling cascade results in the activation of phosphorylase, which is the key enzyme in liver glycogenolysis. Therefore, glucagon increases glucose release by the liver, which helps reverse severe hypoglycemia. Side effects include nausea and vomiting. Severe hypoglycemia is a life-threatening condition that requires prompt recognition and intervention to prevent morbidity and death. Severe hypoglycemia can be treated with dextrose in patients who have intravenous access, or with intramuscular glucagon in patients without intravenous access, such as patients in the field. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, activation of a nuclear receptor that modulates gene transcription, is the mechanism of corticosteroids. While corticosteroids increase fasting glucose levels and are thus diabetogenic, they are not indicated for the correction of acute hypoglycemia because they are not rapid acting. Corticosteroids may be used in acute adrenal crisis, which would present with severe hypotension. Choice 2, activation of a tyrosine kinase resulting in downstream production of phosphatidylinositol 3,4,5-triphosphate is the mechanism of action of insulin. Insulin can cause hypoglycemia via intracellular uptake of glucose, which would worsen this patient's condition. Insulin is instead given in cases of hyperglycemia in patients with diabetes. Choice 4. Competitive antagonism of the GABA receptor is the mechanism of flumazenil. Flumazenil is a reversal agent for benzodiazepine overdose, but is rarely used due to its risk of causing seizures. Benzodiazepine overdose can present with altered mental status in the setting of near normal vital signs, but would not be detectable with the rapid fingerstick test. Choice 5. Competitive antagonism of the mu opioid receptor is the mechanism of naloxone, which reverses opioid overdose. While opioid overdose presents with depressed mental status, it is not detectable with the rapid fingerstick test. Opioid overdose also presents with meiosis and respiratory depression. Finally, a bullet summary. Glucagon can be used to reverse acute severe hypoglycemia. It works by activation of adenylate cyclase and can cause vomiting as a side effect. That's all for this review about hypoglycemia. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.